Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Sunday, December 29, 2024.
Slovakia's potential halt of electricity to Ukraine amid energy crisis. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico has warned that Slovakia might stop electricity supplies to Ukraine as an energy crisis looms. This decision could follow the end of Russian gas supplies through Ukraine on January 1, 2025, which threatens energy availability during the cold winter months. Fico highlighted the urgency, noting that Ukraine desperately needs electricity during outages. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky opposes the continued transit of Russian gas to Slovakia, raising tensions between the two nations. Experts estimate that halting Russian gas transit could cost the European Union around 120 billion euros, while Slovakia could lose about 500 million euros annually in transit fees. The recent meeting between Fico and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow focused on these critical energy issues. If Slovakia halts electricity supplies, it could worsen the crisis in Ukraine, leading to serious humanitarian challenges. As this situation develops, the impacts on Slovakia, Ukraine, and the EU will be closely watched.
Afghan Taliban attacks Pakistan following airstrikes. On December 28, 2024, Afghan Taliban forces launched attacks on several locations in Pakistan. Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense called this a counterattack in response to recent airstrikes by the Pakistani military that resulted in civilian injuries in Afghanistan. While the ministry didn't specify the exact targets, it referred to them as points along the Durand Line, a contested border established during British colonial rule. Afghan officials have long rejected this border, fueling ongoing conflict between Afghanistan and Pakistan. For decades, the relationship has been strained, with Pakistan accusing Afghanistan of sheltering militants responsible for attacks. The Afghan Taliban denies these allegations. These military actions underscore the unstable security conditions in the region and raise concerns about further escalation. The implications extend beyond military issues, affecting regional stability and the lives of civilians caught in the conflict. What does this mean for the future of the region?
Cyber attack targets Italy's government and airports. In a shocking turn of events, Italy faced a major cyber threat on December 28, 2024, when hackers targeted around 10 official websites, including the Foreign Ministry and two key airports in Milan. The attack was claimed by a pro-Russian group called NoName057-16, which announced their actions on Telegram, labeling their targets as Russophobes. Italy's cybersecurity agency quickly responded to this network overload attack, managing to reduce the impact within just 2 hours and ensuring that flights at Linate and Malpensa airports continued without disruption. This incident highlights the ongoing tensions between Russia and Western nations, especially given Italy's support for Ukraine and the sanctions imposed on Russia. As cyber threats evolve, the need for strong security measures for government institutions has never been more crucial. What does this mean for our global security landscape?
Clergy abuse accountability in Africa. The Anglican and Catholic churches in Africa are facing serious accountability for shocking stories of clergy abuse that have long been overlooked. Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby announced his resignation after an independent review revealed his failure to report John Smith, an abuser who harmed over 100 boys across several countries, including Zimbabwe. Despite being identified as an abuser as early as 1982, Smith escaped justice and continued his abusive behavior in Zimbabwe. This was not an isolated case. Allegations of wrongdoing in Catholic boarding schools in Zimbabwe emerged in the late 1980s, exposing widespread abuse. Only one priest, James Channing Pierce, has faced justice, while many others were protected by the church. Pope Francis has acknowledged the church's failures in addressing clergy abuse, but the focus has largely been on white victims in the West, leaving African victims without the same recognition. The churches must take meaningful action to address the pain of these victims and ensure accountability, as the suffering of children in Zimbabwe and across Africa deserves equal attention and justice.
Remembering Manmohan Singh. Manmohan Singh, the former Prime Minister of India, passed away on December 27, 2024, at the age of 92. He was a key figure in India's economic reforms and played a vital role in the historic agreement that allowed India to access U.S. nuclear technology. Recently, his health had declined, leading to treatment at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi after a sudden loss of consciousness. Despite efforts to revive him, he was declared dead that evening. Born on September 26, 1932, in Punjab, Singh had an impressive academic career, earning degrees from Cambridge and Oxford. He served as Prime Minister from 2004 to 2014, implementing crucial reforms that shifted India's economy toward capitalism. His leadership was marked by integrity, although he faced challenges, including corruption allegations against some ministers. Singh is survived by his wife, Gursharan Kaur, and three daughters. His passing has prompted condolences from leaders around the world, including U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who recognized Singh as a champion of U.S.-India relations. His legacy will be remembered for its significant impact on India's growth and political landscape.
Azerbaijani Airlines flight crash in Grozny. An Azerbaijani Airlines flight tragically crashed on December 25, 2024, while attempting to land in Grozny, the capital of the Chechen Republic in Russia. The flight was coming from Baku, Azerbaijan, when it encountered problems, possibly due to fire from Russian air defense systems. This heartbreaking incident has raised serious concerns about air travel safety in a region already affected by tensions between Russia and Ukraine. 38 people lost their lives and 29 survived with injuries. Witnesses reported hearing loud noises and explosions before the aircraft went down, with one flight attendant mentioning that oxygen masks deployed after a sudden bang. Rashan Nabiev, the Azerbaijani Minister of Digital Development and Transportation, indicated that early reports suggest outside interference as a possible cause. In response, Azerbaijan Airlines has suspended flights to several Russian airports, emphasizing passenger safety. This crash highlights ongoing political issues in the region, reminiscent of past tragedies involving civilian aircraft. Investigators from Azerbaijan are currently in Grozny, working to uncover the details surrounding this devastating event.
Political turmoil in South Korea. Choi Sang-mok, the new acting president of South Korea, emphasized the need for steady management of state affairs during a meeting in Seoul. His remarks came after the National Assembly voted to impeach Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, a significant event in the country's political history. This turmoil follows the suspension of former President Yoon Suk-yeol's powers for up to 180 days while the Constitutional Court reviews his case. The political climate has been tense, especially after Yoon declared emergency martial law due to allegations of rebellion, which was quickly revoked. Choi expressed a strong sense of responsibility for navigating these challenges and urged civil servants to diligently fulfill their duties. With ongoing instability, serious concerns arise about the future of governance and economic security in South Korea. What does this mean for the nation's future?
Italy's 2025 budget aims to boost economy. Italy's parliament has approved a new budget for 2025 worth 30 billion euros, or about 31.2 billion U.S. dollars. This financial plan seeks to breathe new life into the Italian economy through tax cuts and social programs. More than half of the budget will focus on reducing taxes and social security contributions for families earning up to 40,000 euros a year. Businesses that hire more workers or reinvest profits will benefit from a lower corporate tax rate, dropping from 24% to 20%. To support these initiatives, the government is asking local banks for about 3.4 billion euros over the next 2 years. In response to a declining birth rate, new parents with household incomes under 40,000 euros will receive a bonus of 1,000 euros. Additionally, 1.3 billion euros will go to the national health system for wage increases for medical staff. While public debt is expected to rise slightly, the government aims to reduce its deficit compared to the economy to 3.3% in 2025. This budget reflects Italy's ongoing efforts to support families and stimulate growth.
Suez Canal Authority enhances shipping capacity. The Suez Canal Authority has successfully tested a new lane that allows ships to travel in both directions along a 10-kilometer stretch of the canal. This improvement will significantly boost the canal's capacity, which is crucial for global trade. SCA Chairman Osama Rabi announced that two ships navigated the new channel after dredging work was completed. Transportation expert Mohammed Shihada pointed out that this extension serves as a vital backup route for accidents or disruptions, ensuring the smooth flow of trade. This announcement follows Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's report that Suez Canal revenues dropped by over 60% in 2024 due to regional shipping issues, resulting in a loss of about $7 billion. Despite this setback, the president has urged the SCA to continue developing the canal and enhancing navigation services, emphasizing its essential role in the global economy. The Suez Canal connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea, making it a key player in international shipping.
Zelensky accuses Slovakia's FICO amid gas transit tensions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has boldly accused Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico of opening a second energy front under the influence of Russian President Vladimir Putin. This tension stems from a gas transit dispute, as Ukraine currently transports Russian natural gas to several European countries, including Slovakia. However, Ukraine plans to stop this flow when the existing transit agreement expires at the end of the year. Fico, fresh from a meeting with Putin in Moscow, hinted at possible retaliatory actions, like cutting backup electricity supplies if Ukraine halts gas transit starting January 1, 2025. Zelensky is concerned that Fico's actions favor Russian interests over those of the Slovak people. Slovakia relies heavily on Russian gas, and alternative routes could cost them up to 500 million euros in transit fees. Zelensky emphasized that Slovakia accounts for 19% of Ukraine's electricity imports and warned that cutting power supplies could cost Slovakia 200 million euros annually. Ukraine's foreign ministry has condemned FICO for siding with Putin and making empty threats about power imports. What does this escalating energy conflict mean for Europe's future?
Chad's elections and political tensions. Voting has started in Chad for the general elections set for December 29, 2024. President Mahamat Idriss Deby, who describes these elections as a crucial step toward democracy, faces a significant challenge. Opposition parties, including the Transformers Party, are boycotting the elections, calling them a sham and urging citizens to stay home. This reflects a deep-seated distrust in the electoral process, with many feeling indifferent about participating. Chad has a population of around 20 million, with about 200,000 nomadic tribespeople and 45,000 soldiers eligible to vote. Reports indicate that by midday on the first voting day, only 45% of these voters had cast their ballots. The political landscape has been unstable since the death of former President Idriss Deby in 2021, and his son Mahamat has faced accusations of corruption. The absence of international observers and concerns over vote counting transparency add to the skepticism. As citizens deal with rising living costs, the outcome of these elections could shape Chad's future and its stability in the region.
North Korea's strategic meeting and regional tensions. On December 29, 2024, North Korean state media reported that Kim Jong-un held a crucial meeting of the Workers' Party of Korea from December 23 to 27. This gathering unveiled North Korea's strongest strategy in response to the United States, focusing on national safety and interests. The meeting also addressed the growing three-way alliance among South Korea, the U.S., and Japan, which North Korea sees as a military group focused on nuclear weapons. Labeling South Korea as an anti-communism outpost for the U.S., North Korea highlighted rising tensions in the region. The leadership also reviewed the government's response to recent floods and expressed a desire to strengthen ties with friendly nations. This session capped off a year marked by significant events, including a summit between Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin, resulting in a defense pact that has raised concerns in Washington and Seoul. As the new year approaches, the decisions made during this meeting could shape North Korea's actions and its relationships with neighboring countries and the United States, amidst ongoing tensions surrounding its nuclear ambitions.
Iran's nuclear future and economic challenges. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, has declared that 2025 will be a crucial year for the country's nuclear goals. This comes as worries grow about the potential return of economic sanctions under incoming U.S. President Donald Trump, who takes office on January 20, 2025. Trump's earlier withdrawal from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, in 2018 has left Iran's nuclear capabilities under intense scrutiny. The Iranian rial has plummeted to an all-time low against the U.S. dollar, with an exchange rate of 820,500 rials for just $1. Highlighting the severe financial crisis in Iran, which is grappling with an inflation rate around 35%. Since Trump's election in November 2020, the rial has declined by about 18%. Araghchi made these comments during talks in Beijing, stressing the urgency of Iran's nuclear strategy. There are fears that Trump's policies could encourage Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to take military action against Iran's nuclear facilities. As the economic situation worsens, many Iranians are turning to U.S. dollars and other hard currencies to protect their savings. The international community is closely watching these developments, as the events of 2025 could significantly shape Iran's nuclear program and its relations with the United States and beyond.
Israeli forces detain Palestinians amid Gaza conflict. Israeli forces have detained over 240 Palestinians, including many medical staff, during a raid on Kamal Adwan Hospital in northern Gaza on December 28, 2024. The health ministry in Gaza is worried about the hospital director, Hussam Abu Safia, who was reportedly attacked by soldiers. The Israeli military claims the hospital was used by Hamas for military operations, but Hamas denies this, stating no fighters were present. This raid has raised alarms about the worsening humanitarian crisis, with the World Health Organization warning that around 75,000 Palestinians are at risk due to the ongoing siege. In a separate incident, Israeli strikes across Gaza resulted in the deaths of 18 Palestinians, including 9 in Magatzi camp. As military actions intensify in northern Gaza, accusations of ethnic cleansing are surfacing, with Palestinians alleging that Israel aims to remove them from their homes. The conflict escalated after Hamas attacked southern Israel on October 7, 2023, leading to significant casualties and hostage situations. The urgent need for international intervention to protect civilians and medical facilities in Gaza has never been clearer.
Trump's support for H-1B visa program amid tech industry debate. President-elect Donald Trump has enthusiastically backed the H-1B visa program, which allows U.S. companies to hire skilled foreign workers. This support comes during a public clash with billionaire tech CEO Elon Musk, a strong proponent of the program. Musk, who leads Tesla, pointed out that the company secured 724 H-1B visas in 2024 to meet its workforce needs. Critics argue that this program can lower wages for American workers, sparking a heated discussion about immigration policies. Trump's comments were partly a response to extreme conservative groups opposing his choice of Sriram Krishnan, an Indian-American venture capitalist, as an AI advisor. Meanwhile, Musk has emphasized the value of legal immigration over illegal immigration. Steve Bannon, a longtime Trump ally, has condemned major tech firms for supporting the H-1B program, framing immigration as a threat to Western civilization. Trump's shift in stance reflects the growing influence of tech leaders like Musk, who have invested heavily in his campaign. As the debate continues, the future of the H-1B visa program remains uncertain, raising important questions about the intersection of immigration, technology, and American jobs.
Turkey and U.S. discuss cooperation on Syria. Turkey's Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan recently had a conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken about working together with the new Syrian government. They discussed the urgent need for a smooth transition in Syria amid rising tensions in the region, particularly concerning the Kurdish armed group known as the YPG, which Turkey considers a terrorist organization. While the YPG has been crucial in fighting the Islamic State, Turkey views it as connected to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Fidan emphasized Turkey's commitment to preventing the YPG from gaining a foothold in Syria. Blinken highlighted the importance of a Syrian-led political process that upholds human rights and promotes inclusivity. This diplomatic engagement sheds light on the complex relationship between Turkey and the United States, especially regarding security in the Middle East. These discussions could significantly influence future U.S. support for Kurdish forces in Syria, potentially shifting the balance of power in the region.
Elon Musk backs Germany's AfD in controversial opinion piece. Elon Musk has ignited a heated debate by supporting the Alternative for Germany, or AfD, in a guest opinion piece for the German newspaper Welt am Sonntag. In this piece, published on December 28, 2024, Musk claims the AfD can save Germany, challenging the view that it is an extremist party. This endorsement has led to significant backlash, resulting in the resignation of commentary editor Eva Marie Kogel. Musk highlights the AfD's leader, Alice Weidel, and her same-sex partner from Sri Lanka, suggesting this contradicts the narrative of the party's far-right alignment. The AfD has been labeled a suspected extremist party by Germany's domestic intelligence agency since 2021 and has gained traction amid political instability. With a crucial vote coming up on February 23, 2024, Musk's support could have far-reaching effects, influencing European Union policies and international relations. This situation underscores the complex ties between business and politics. As public reactions remain divided, the upcoming vote will be critical for the future of Germany's political landscape. What does this mean for everyday Germans?
Cyberespionage targets AT&T, Salt Typhoon linked to China. A cyberespionage operation called Salt Typhoon has targeted AT&T, a major U.S. telecommunications company, with ties to hackers from China. AT&T reassures that its networks are secure while working with law enforcement to tackle the issue. These hackers have accessed several telecom networks, raising alarms about their ability to track millions of people and record phone calls. On December 18, 2023, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency urged officials to switch to end-to-end encrypted applications, highlighting the rising threat of cyberattacks. Notably, the operation has focused on officials linked to the presidential campaigns of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Chinese officials have dismissed these cyberattack allegations as disinformation, claiming they oppose cyber theft. The scale of these incidents underscores the urgent need for stronger cybersecurity measures to protect sensitive information and maintain public trust. As investigations unfold, the consequences of these attacks could significantly impact U.S.-China relations.
Tragic aircraft crash at Muen International Airport. A devastating aircraft crash occurred at Muen International Airport in South Korea on December 29, 2024. Jeju Air Flight 7C2216, carrying 175 passengers and 6 crew members, was landing after departing from Bangkok, Thailand, when it went off the runway and hit a wall. The collision caused a massive explosion, claiming at least 28 lives, while 2 people were rescued from the wreckage. Emergency responders rushed to the scene, working tirelessly to reach those trapped inside the aircraft. Footage showed the Boeing 737-800 skidding down the runway without its landing gear before the crash. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration and Boeing have not yet commented on the incident. Choi Sang-mok, the acting president of South Korea, has ordered all-out rescue efforts and held an emergency meeting with his chief of staff. This tragedy raises serious concerns about aviation safety and the protocols for airlines in South Korea, especially as Jeju Air has faced scrutiny over its safety record in the past.
Greece's military modernization. Greece is taking bold steps to modernize its air force by upgrading its fleet of cutting-edge Rafale jets. With 23 advanced fighter jets from Dassault already received, the final aircraft is set to arrive soon at Tanagra Air Base, just north of Athens. This move is part of a larger strategy to boost the capabilities of the Hellenic Air Force, following agreements signed with France in 2022. Greek officials are also considering adding 12 more Rafale jets, potentially forming 2 tactical wings of 18 jets each. These Rafale jets will be Greece's most advanced combat aircraft until the arrival of 20 U.S.-made F-35 jets, expected to start delivering in 2028. To support the upgraded F-16 Vipers and incoming F-35s, the Hellenic Air Force plans to acquire weapons worth at least 1 billion euros, addressing gaps left by past financial constraints. The formal announcement of this weapons acquisition plan is anticipated in early 2025, when Greek Defense Minister Nikos Dendias will unveil the military's Agenda 2030 reform plan. These modernization efforts reflect Greece's commitment to strengthening its military in response to evolving security challenges, especially concerning relations with Turkey.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.